not baking powder or soda. We just talked about it was bread.
Would it be just the self-rising flour? It would be.
No, if you don't have self-rising flour, mm-hmm. you got to use
yeast.
Right. Okay. I don't know why they make these things go back and forth. All right. You got the inside part of the egg. What are the two parts of an egg?
A white and the yolk.
Okay. What color would you say the yolk of an egg is?
Deep yellow, I'd say. Some are yellow than others.
Yeah. Okay. If you cook them in hot water, what would you call them?
A boiled egg.
Okay. If you just let them fall out of the shells into hot water, what would you call them?
That's poached egg.
What do you call the salt or sugar cured meat that you might boil with greens?
Well, we just usually say cured meat or seasoned.
Okay. If it's its relationship to a hog. What kind of meat does a hog have that you do, you smoke it and...
Yeah, they have smoked meat, they have, they're sugar cured sometimes, and some are salt cured.
Okay, and what would you call that meat? You say I'm having greens and...
And cured meat?
Mm-hmm. Well, who would you say cured meat? When one of your kids ask you what we're having for supper tonight?
Well, if... You mean what part of the hog, like the ham or? No, I guess not.
yeah, it's somewhere along those lines. A name for it, that kind of meat.
Well, it could be, say, ham or shoulder or side meat.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that, because we have all those different parts.
What is the fat salt pork called?
Fat back.
All right. Do you have any other names for it? If it's like lean or it's not lean?
Well, if it's not lean and it's all fat, they call that fat back. If they have lean in it, they call that streak of lean.
Streak of lean?
Streak of lean. Okay. The side, that's particularly the side meat with some lean in it. It got streaks of fat and streaks of lean, so they call that streak of lean. And fat, they call that fat back. It's white with no lean in it. It's just fat.
Uh-huh.
And that's fat back.
Okay, when you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that?
The side of the hog.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you would say side, or they would say sometimes they say middlings or something like that.
Okay. The kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs?
Bacon.
All right. And the outside of the bacon, where you cut it off before you slice it is called the...
Well, we sometimes they call skin, sometimes they call it, I guess it's rinds.
Yeah. Okay. You've talked about this kind of meat before, that you stuff in the small intestines. What do you call that kind of meat?
Well, they just mostly... My mother always called it sausage meat. I mean, when we kill the hog,
right.
They get the special, most of the lean, mm-hmm. and then they grind it, and they call that the sausage meat.
All right, okay. The man, if you weren't on a farm, but a man in town handled the meat,
mm-hmm.
and he's the one who does all the work with the meat, you'd say he's the
butcher.
Right. Okay. Now, if the meat's kept it too long, you'd say the meat is
spoil.
Okay.
Well, they used to would say spoil, the meat is ruined. That's what they also would say, the meat is ruined.
Okay. After you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head? What do you call that?
Brunswick stew. You can make Brunswick stew, and some people take some parts of the head and the feet and make south meat.
Okay. Did they ever call it head cheese?
Yeah.